one more hymn before the pastor comes. Jesus is precious to me. Precious to me, precious is he. Jesus, my Savior, is precious to me.
While we read the Word of God, and the Lord bless each and every one tonight. I do give everyone a warm welcome in the name of the Lord, and I want to turn to the book of Hebrews tonight. Hebrews, and these are very familiar scriptures, we would have heard them and know them before, but Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. When we turn the page to chapter 12, and verse 24, and everyone probably knows 12 and 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel's. Let's just bow our heads again for a word of prayer tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we just bow before you this evening in the lovely and precious name of thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. Lord, there's nothing in our hands we could bring this evening with no righteousness of our own, but humbly we come to thy footstool, where we may find help and mercy in the time of need. Lord, we realize that tonight that you are our great high priest that's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, we would come this evening as your children unto the Father, knowing, Lord, that no good thing will you withhold from them that walk upright before you.
Amen.
Father, we love you tonight with all of our hearts because you first loved us. We which were not a people are now the people of God. Lord, the blinding of Israel was the bringing in of the Gentiles. And the blinding of the Gentiles will be you turning again to your chosen people. Father, we see the signs around us everywhere. Great falling away. But Lord, we know these are the signs of the end time, that you are coming again. Lord, I pray you'll bless every heart in this service tonight. If there's one in this meeting that doesn't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, may the Holy Spirit take a dealing with them tonight. If there's one that needs a touch of healing, may the Holy Spirit move on them tonight. If there's one that needs a filling or a refilling of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, grant it to every one of us that you'll fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost and power. Lord, we know it's not by our pushing or shoving, but Lord, you said, him that will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely.
Amen.
Lord, we would drink by faith tonight freely.
Amen.
And we would take the Holy Spirit tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name. And we thank you, you to undertake.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Touch your sister, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
And oh God, heal her body.
Jesus.
And recover her hope.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This may be seated. Praise God. The Lord bless you tonight. This is a very well known scripture. And if we turn back to Genesis chapter 4 now. Don't want to keep you too long tonight. Genesis chapter 4, and we read verses 6 and 7. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou dost well, thou shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Here we see in the Word of God a wonderful picture of an acceptable offering. We see here two offerings that was made. There was the offering by Cain, and there was the offering by Abel. Cain came with his own works. Cain came with his own program. God's not into programs.
Amen.
God's into his, what he's done.
Amen.
And he's provided a way, one way, only one way. There's not two ways. There's one way.
Amen.
And that way is God's provided way. And God's provided way is the Lamb of God.
Amen.
The Lamb of God is God's provided way. The blood of that Lamb cleanses from all sin and from all unrighteousness. But Cain didn't want a lamb. And Cain didn't want a bloody sacrifice. Cain had great hands. And sometimes when you have great hands can be a hindrance. And sometimes when you're too smart, that can be a hindrance as well. Because the Word of God says that God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty.
Amen.
And God chose his disciples. And you don't read the disciples had degrees and education. But your Bible reads they were unlearned, an ignorant man. But they took knowledge that had been with Jesus.
Amen.
We know that Abel brought forth life. That's what Abel brought. Abel was represented with a life. But what Cain brought wasn't life, it was death. Cain's offering had no life in it to represent him. And you only can come with someone that's life in it to represent you. And Jesus Christ is that life tonight.
Amen.
Represents every man and woman that'll come. I said the other day, the wee man said to me, I wish you were a Catholic. More or less, I wish you were a Catholic. That lets me know he's blinded. for it is the highest form of spiritualism. Let's make no bones about this tonight. The Roman system is apostasy. And it is the highest form of spiritualism that there is today. Priestcraft is performed every single time that a priest reoffers Jesus Christ. He blasphemes. Because Jesus Christ cannot be reoffered. For the word of God says he was offered up once and for all to bear the sins of many. Jesus Christ was offered once and for all. I want to tell you in this Orange Hall tonight, don't have the idea nobody will come to an Orange Hall. If you think that, you're wrong. How did they come to the ark when God made it? Who brought them? Who brought them in? We wouldn't go to an Orange Hall. Would they go anywhere? I want to tell you, there's men sitting in this meeting tonight and women that were saved in our own meetings in Orange Halls. And there's a woman sitting at the back was saved in an Orange Hall. God can save you in an Orange Hall. God could save you in the dunkel. He could save you in the silage pit. God can save you anywhere. Anywhere at all. And the Spirit of God will move. I want to tell you, and I want to go on record tonight, I am a Protestant. And I'll say it like Big Paisley would have said it, from the crown of my head to my big toe, I'm a Protestant. A Protestant. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm not Catholic. And I don't care what sort of interpretations they put to it, universal or whatever they want. Rome is Antichrist. And Rome is against everything we stand for. And I want to tell you tonight, there's thousands in darkness tonight in Rome. Thousands of poor people. And I love many Catholic friends. I love them all my heart. And I pray for them, that God will deliver them. But I don't pray for Rome. She'll never be turned. But I pray for those that God would bring out of her. Do you realize how false it is? You ever once hear the testimony of a man or a woman that was a Catholic and saved? You will see the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have it delivered them. Amen. And open their eyes for popery and Romanism. And I tell you, the popes admitted recently that the nuns in the Catholic Church were but sex slaves. He's admitted that from his own mouth. And people still go back. Everything they believe in is contrary to the Word of God. And don't you think for one moment that they have truth. A little leaveneth the whole lump. Cain here had a lovely religion. Cain here offered well. But the Bible says he had an excellent sacrifice. But Abel was more excellent.
Amen.
Abel offered by revelation. Abel perhaps was told by his parents that there was one come down amongst them when they fell. And he slayed an animal. And he made them skins and coverings. But Abel knew by revelation that it would take the blood of another to atone for him.
Amen.
And Abel sacrificed the lamb. And Abel came with his bleeding lamb. And the lamb represented the life that God appeased, was appeased for that life. And Abel was accepted before Almighty God because of a sacrifice. I tell you, my poor friend, and I love him and pray for him, but he can do his works till the man says the cows come home, but he's lost. He's lost without a new birth. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And there has to be a passing from death unto life. And every one of us is born in sin. And every one of us is shaped in iniquity. And there must be a passing from death to life.
Right.
And I tell you, outside of Jesus Christ, you'll never pass from death to life. You say we're saved. Yes, when you're hearing the gospel tonight, you should be fit to say amen to it.
Amen. Right.
I tell you something, you're blessed more than you know.
Amen.
I don't think you realize how much you're blessed. Even to be born into the family you were born in, and even to have the chance to hear the gospel, you're blessed. You could have been born into a family that was in darkness, born into a family that never knew the gospel, that never heard the gospel, but God chose you and foreordained you.
Amen.
That you would hear the truth.
That's right.
Not only that you would hear it, but He knew you'd receive it. God gives every man a free choice. But yet with all, God knowing all things, knew
yes.
knows who come. But we must preach it to all,
right.
Whosoever will. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And I pray that my wee friend, whose eyes will be opened. I do. But he thinks, you see, because his neighbours have done well, and they do great works, and they're great people, and they are, but they're lost. There's nothing here before this encounter in chapter 4. There's nothing here about Cain and his way of going and his way of doing things. There's perhaps nothing about him you could condemn. He was more religious than Abel. Out working in the fields, and he brings a lovely sacrifice, and he lays up his table, and he sets out his fruit, and he sets out all his stuff before God. But God says it won't do.
Right, amen.
Your offering's no use.
Right.
God has only one provided way.
Amen.
God's provided way has not changed. God's provided way will not change.
Amen.
And I don't care what light we've come into or what revelation we've come into, the glorious message of the cross is still the same.
Amen.
I'm received because of what Jesus done for us at Calvary.
Right.
And there's only one way back to God. I tell you, you might have dear ones tonight, and we all have, that's near and dear to us, and we're praying for them, believing for them. But only God can save them. And it's only the Spirit of God can move them.
Right.
I've seen men and women sitting in a meeting, and the Spirit of God moving, and it never flinched them.
Right.
And you say, did God not speak? Did God not move? Well, did God not speak and did God not move when Noah stood in the boat and preached for 120 years? My Bible tells me he was a preacher of righteousness. He had the right message. He was sent of God. He was anointed of God. But they couldn't hear it.
That's right.
And I tell you, the Word of God tells us the God of this evil age has blinded the minds of them that believe not.
Right.
Lest the glorious light of the gospel should shine in them.
Yes.
And they would be converted. The God of this evil age. I tell you, you ever notice when a man or a woman comes to a service and they do come under conviction, it won't be long, like our brother Yule said, there'll be some old boy or girl sent to kill the conviction on them, won't they?
Right.
Brother Yule used to talk about a cup of coffee or anything just to get your mind at it. Someone's maybe taking a bit stronger than coffee. But anything at all, they'll do to get the mind off it. And then when people do get saved, any way excuse at all, keep them away from church. Well, the hall wasn't clean enough. The preacher was too loud. The next preacher was too quiet. Up there only a few. They're only this or us, all an excuse. I want to tell you the reality is tonight, when we all stand before Almighty God, He won't ask you, was there 1,000 in the church or 10 in the church?
Right.
He'll not say to Noah, Noah, you failed because there was only 8 souls could see Him. He never said that to Noah. He said Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Amen.
Right. Noah did his job.
Amen.
Noah never failed. And I tell you, the sacrifice of Jesus has lost no power tonight.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus has lost no strength tonight. It can still cleanse. It can still save. It can still deliver.
Amen.
And it's to whosoever will can come. You see, Satan had been down in Eden. Ezekiel tells us, thou hast been amongst the carbuncles. Thou hast been in the garden of God. He came down into the garden of God. He deceived Eve. And you know Eve bare twins. We know that. We need to put forth two. And one of them was the seed of Adam, and one of them was the seed of the serpent. I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing today. You preach that and they'll throw you out. You don't want to hear about that. Serpent seed. No. Too strong for them. Wouldn't want to know about it. But you cannot preach right from this Bible unless you see what the original sin is in Genesis.
Amen.
Why do you think man's condemned to death? Why do you think the Word of God says we're born in sin, we're sheep in iniquity, we come into the world liars?
Right.
You never need to teach them to lie. They'll naturally do it.
That's right.
Because something happened in the garden.
Right.
But thank God that Jesus made a way back.
Amen.
A way back from the dark path of sin. A sacrifice that no one could put their finger on. A life that nobody could match.
Right.
That's why the disciples failed their Gethsemane. But Jesus never failed his. You show me a man and you'd say, oh, but brother, he made a mistake. He did. Sure he did. But Jesus didn't. Jesus made no mistakes.
Right.
You've made mistakes yourself, so have I.
Right.
Don't ever tell me you've never made a mistake. Don't ever tell me that you've lived a supreme life. I want to tell you tonight, we're living by the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Every one of us would fail.
Amen.
None of us could reach that door without Him.
Amen.
The Word of God says He holds the very breath we breathe.
That's right.
It's by Him we live. It's by Him we move. It's by Him we have our being. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
I believe God's Word.
Amen.
I thank God He saved a wretch like me. I didn't need you to tell me I was a sinner. I knew I was. But I thank God Jesus died for sinners.
Glory. Amen.
I thank God for the supreme sacrifice. Thank God for the ultimate sacrifice. The Lamb of God. You see, the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ speaks better things than Abel's. Abel's blood spoke to God. I'll get to that in a moment. I tell you, the blood of Christ speaks.
Amen.
The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. The Spirit of God's the life for the blood. We know that.
Right.
That's the life. And that life's in the true church, the true believer. The Holy Spirit's in God's true people. Because the Word of God says you're baptized by one Spirit into one body. Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. For the birth. A real birth.
Amen.
How many knows a real birth? There's pain.
Right.
There's pain in a real birth. There's weeping, there's crying, there's blood. But there's a birth takes place.
Right.
And a life comes forth.
Amen.
And I tell you, when you're born again of an incorruptible seed.
Right.
Which liveth and abideth forever.
Amen.
You don't need to be born again twice.
Nope. Amen.
Once you're born again for all time. You're born again for all eternity.
Right. Amen.
You might lose the joy, you might lose your song, but God can restore that.
Glory. Amen.
I tell you, saved once, you're always saved. If you're really saved. Well, there's a lot of people who never got saved. That's the thing. They never were saved. They're only messing about. But once you're really saved, you're saved. The blood speaks for us. Do you believe the blood speaks?
Amen.
Go with me this evening, and I won't read all the different things I've down here, because I promise you it wouldn't be long tonight. And I want to encourage you tonight with the gospel. And I tell you, if you have a vision to reach people, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to do it. Reach as many as you can. Go wherever God sends you. Preach the word in season. Preach the word out of season. Testify in the street corner. Testify at your work. Wherever God leads you to it. For I will tell you, God's a debtor to no man.
Great man, man.
I tell you, we need to take every opportunity. There's no point lying back when we're old and grey and finished and our life's over and wishing what we should have done. Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to do it. I tell you, do what all's in your heart. Go forward for God.
Amen.
Don't hold back. I want to tell you this evening, every opportunity God gives me, and I know it's His will, I'll do it. By the Lord's help. I can't do it myself, but by His grace, I'm going to take every opportunity.
Yeah.
I know the devil's against it. The devil never gives me no board. He knows I'm going away or coming back. Then he starts. That's the way he works. Seen it over the years. He'll start. But I thank God. You see, sometimes if you get pressed and you get squashed, it brings the best out of you.
Yeah.
You know the grapes, when they squash them out with their feet, that's how they get the wine. They're no use on the trees. Now I tell you, what is a light affliction for a season? When we see the joy set before us. Our lovely Savior. Sometimes it's hard and the trials are hard. But I tell you, Jesus is coming again. He's coming again. What will it matter? Many crowns will you have in your star? Many stars will you have in your crown? The Lord will not ask you what He done over here or He done over here.
Yes.
The Lord will talk to me and you individually. And He'll want to know what we done with the gift He gave us. What have we done with the talent God gave us as individuals? Well, I kept mine well in hand. Well, I want to share mine, but can.
Amen.
Maybe I don't make a good job of it at times, but I'm trying my best. Amen? I want you to read this Romans 4 with me this evening. Brother quoted it this morning. It's a wonderful portion of the Bible. Romans 4, verse 5 to 6 and 13 and 16. Romans 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. But to him that worketh not but believeth in him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as Stephen also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom the Lord imputeth righteousness without works. What Abel brought seemed insignificant in the eyes of Cain. What Abel brought didn't seem very big or flush in the eyes of Cain. But God accepted Abel's offering.
Amen.
Because he offered blood. God's unbreakable divine law, the law of the first mention. It starts with blood in this book and it finishes with blood. For they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony. Amen.
Amen.
And they love not their lives unto death.
Right.
Somebody said, how long will the gospel last? The Bible calls it everlasting.
Yes.
Everlasting is not wonderful. It's everlasting. Look at verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. What do we read about Abel? Abel by faith. You know what Hebrews says, and also says in Hebrews verse 6 of chapter 11, without faith,
right,
possible to please God. God wants us to have faith.
Amen.
Faith is a revelation.
Faith.
Faith. God wants us to have faith. He wants us to believe Him. It takes no faith to say God's doing nothing. You know how much faith it takes to say that? That there, none. None at all. A boy that's not saved could say that.
Right.
But it would take faith to say God will fill this room.
Amen.
As long as it's when you prayed like that. John Hickey said this. He says, God wants us to pray prayers that God will reach forward in His throne in heaven and say, do you hear what he prayed? He's asking for something big. Says God likes that. The word of God says, prove me now, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
See, will not pour a blessing upon you. There's a room enough to contain it. See, will not do it. This is the righteousness of God. Look at verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace till the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. We are the royal seed of Abraham because we believe by faith.
Amen.
You know that? How many believes you're the royal seed?
Amen.
Certainly you are. Word of God declares it. But some people even believe they're the literal seed. They believe they're one of the lost tribes. I don't go with that myself. I don't believe that. That's a whole other thing. But you see here, this chapter 4 of Romans is the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's what He done. It's what He paid. It's the blood He shed. It's the offering He gave. It's absolutely nothing to do with you or nothing to do with me. All we did was by faith receive it.
Amen.
We can't do a thing. Man can't add to stature one cubic, the word of God says, but taking thought. Can't do it. But it's by faith in Jesus Christ. The blood has a voice. The blood has a loud voice. It cries as it speaks. The blood is the voice which God hears. He says, thy brother's blood cries unto me. God heard it. Learn that the blood cries from the place of the curse. It cries unto me from the ground. Why did I say this? Now, I know I've preached this before, but I'm preaching it again. Because once a truth, always a truth.
Amen.
Did you get that? Truth never changes.
Amen. Right.
Billy Paul said, if you tell the truth the first time, you can tell it the same way every time.
That's right.
But if you put a few porkies in it, it won't work. It has to be the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to see the comparison and the contrast here in Abel and Christ. Both were shepherds. Is the cry of the shepherd's blood. Both of them are shepherds. Abel watched the flock. Jesus is a shepherd of the sheep.
Yes.
Both shepherds. Jesus is a good shepherd. The scripture tells us that. This illustrates His office as priest. And we have a priest tonight that touched by our infirmities. This priest we have is not an earthly priest that's full of corruption.
Right.
Not an earthly priest that when you tell him your sins he can be tempted, because no man can tempt God.
Right.
But your earthly priest, if he tells you a few things, I'll tell you his head will go round and round in circles. There's so many people and they claim to be Christians and believe in the blood of Jesus and they confess their sins to each other. Abomination.
Amen.
It's anti word.
Amen.
I want to tell you in this room this evening, Jesus Christ is your high priest. You get alone with the Lord and you tell the Lord about it. And no man or other woman needs to know one thing about it. It's between you and Almighty God. And I want to tell you the word of God says, we have an advocate. We He's the propitiation for our sins.
Amen.
Not for ours only, but for the whole world. That's the Bible.
Great.
All that will come we forgive.
Amen.
Don't believe in this business of a limited atonement.
Amen.
The Lord now has reached the final few and that atonement's finished. Don't believe it.
Amen.
Jesus Christ can save 1,000 worlds.
Amen.
The Word of God says it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth. That's God's Word. I tell you, he had the office as a priest. Do you realize the Levitical office is no more? Because Hebrews tells us that his priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. It's superior to the Levitical priesthood. Of which priesthood no man mentioned. That's what it says. And he came in by an oath. They never come in by an oath. But Jesus Christ came in by an oath. What are you talking about? He could swear by no greater. He swore by himself.
Yes.
Not by two immutable things. In which it's impossible for God to lie. In other words, this priest will never fail you.
Amen.
The earthly priest could fail.
Amen.
Couldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But this priest can never fail.
Amen.
He's available 24/7.
Great.
No matter if you're a wee sister washing the dishes or driving your car or a brother out working, when you pray, the Lord will hear you.
Great.
And don't you think for one moment God hasn't heard you. The Lord's already heard you. And God will not make you like me. And he'll not make you like somebody else. He'll make you the way you are for a reason.
Amen.
You might be a different type of a person than the next person, but God will take that and use it for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it for nobody else. This tells us here in John 10 verse 11, he giveth his life for the sheep.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad for this one tonight?
Yeah.
Giveth his life for the sheep. You can line up 1,000 priests from the Church of Rome tonight and let them all be hung on the cross. It'll save nobody. The blood they shed will save not one person. But John tells us in 10 verse 11 that this great shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And I want to tell you tonight there's power in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin and from all unrighteousness. It'll never lose its power. It can save tonight the way it always was fit to save.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Whether it's in a barnyard or an orange hall or any hall, Jesus can see him.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful? There's no such thing as a particular building that's the place. The place is where God's put his name. Why did he get that this evening? God's chosen place of worship is where he's put his name. Are you carrying his name tonight? I am. You carrying his name? Do you believe that you're going to be Mrs. Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Have you took his name? I took his name in water baptism.
Amen.
I'm part of him. And I'll tell you about that. Not my Bible says, if I abide in him and he abides in me. The works that he do, shall I do also. Greater works than these shall he do, John 14, 12. Because I go unto the Father.
Glory.
He's a branch tonight. See, we're here with the branch. Jesus Christ is the branch. Oh, hallelujah. That's another sermon. Thank God for the branch. We were grafted in branch, you know. Did you know that? We were grafted in. Aren't you glad tonight the Lord loved you that much? Amen? God hasn't forgot Israel. Because he can't forget his own hand. God's going to save Israel. But this great shepherd gave his life for the sheep. Look at this. He's the great shepherd of the sheep. So he's a great shepherd that gives his life for the sheep, and he's a great shepherd of the sheep. He's our Father. He's the one we're looking to. We're not looking to nowhere else, only him. 1 Peter 5 and verse 4 calls him the chief shepherd shall appear. And you're going to receive a crown of unfading glory. Oh, praise God. I'll tell you what it was suffering when the chief shepherd appears and he presents you with a crown of unfading glory. What a day it'll be.
Amen.
Oh, it'll be worth it then. Abel died of violence by the hands of a blood relation. Christ died of life of violence at the hands of his own nation. And you know Jesus Christ is going to come back to them Jewish people and stand amongst them. And they're going to look at him. And they're going to say, how did you receive these marks in your hands? How did you receive these marks in your feet? And he'll say, in the house of my friends.
Yes.
Right. That's the Lord. There's mercy for you. Oh, I wouldn't forgive a brother. What about the Lord?
Right.
Stood amongst them. They crucified him.
Amen.
The Bible says, by wicked hands.
That's right.
The book of Acts preaches it like that. By wicked hands they crucified the Lord. It's not how it preaches it.
Yes.
Said, in the house of my friends I received these marks. Be careful how you deal with your brother or sister.
Right.
But the Lord loves them. The Lord loves you, sister of the night. The Lord loves you, brother of the night. The Lord loves you. Oh, I'll tell you something. The best words I ever heard in my life was a voice that spoke to me in a jail. Said, I love you and I give myself for you.
Amen.
Nothing can change it. Nothing can alter it. The thing that God does cannot be altered. Do you realize that?
Amen.
Thank God tonight for salvation.
Amen.
Oh, he's a wonderful Savior, isn't he? John 1 and 11. He came in his own. Till his own, and his own received him that. He came telling them they received him that. But what else does it say? As many as received him.
Right.
To them give he power. You say, brother, I'm looking power. You already have it.
That's right.
Do you realize you have it?
That's right.
You already have the power.
Amen.
Because you have received Jesus. Oh, I fast for so many days. That's all good. But you already have it.
Right.
You have it right now. Greater is he that's in you.
Amen.
Than he that's in the world. Aren't you glad if you've got Jesus tonight?
Amen.
You've got the power. You've got a friend that's sitting closer than a brother. You've got someone that will never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Thank God for this salvation. The blood of Abel cried and God heard it. The blood of Christ cries and God hears it. The blood of Christ cried from the place of the curse, from the ground where the thorns was. Abel's blood cried from the thorns, and the thorns in Genesis represent the curse. What did Jesus on his brow at Calvary? Thorns. Abel cried for vengeance, didn't he? My brother has slain me. And didn't God go out and kill Cain? He could have. But he set a mark on him that no one else would kill him. That's God's mercy. Even a man like Cain. He didn't even slay him. I tell you, but there was one on the cross. He never cried for vengeance. He cried from the thorns, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. That's what he cried from the cross. One of the seven sayings of Christ from the cross. That's one of them. Father, forgive them. You know another one? I thirst. May I tell you what I studied about the vinegar? When you realize the vinegar was a narcotic, what was made by the women of Israel to numb the senses of the victim. And they drank the vinegar to numb their senses so that they wouldn't feel the pain. But Jesus refused to drink because he wanted to feel all the pain. So that we have one tonight that we can come tell that knows everything about us. He knows all we're suffering and all we're going through tonight, and he's our great high priest.
Amen.
Oh, I felt the pain. I know it's hard sometimes. You can't really fully understand it. If somebody goes through something, you can't fully comprehend it. They can be hurt. You don't even know about it. But the lovely Savior knows about it.
Amen.
He knows every pain you're going through.
That's right.
Everything you went through. Senses were numbed. He cried from a place of the curse. The blood of Christ stained the thorns which he wore. I'll tell you something, Abel's blood ran into the ground. Abel's blood couldn't save nobody. It spoke to God, but it never come back to save nobody. But the blood of Jesus Christ, not only did it come down the cross, not only did it come down the thorns, but the life of the blood of Jesus Christ is available and is as real today as it was then.
There's
power in the blood. Because it's God's blood.
Amen.
Supernatural blood. I'm going to close tonight. Abel died by force. Christ died willingly. Abel died as a sacrifice, offering the lamb on the altar. Jesus Christ died as a sacrifice. Abel died while he was making an offering, but Christ died as the offering. The voice of Abel's blood cried for vengeance. The voice of Christ's blood cried for remission. The blood of Abel polluted the ground. The blood of Jesus is preserved in heaven forevermore. You say preserved in heaven? Absolutely. For as the earthly springs are sprinkled by these, so are the heavenly. God's divine plan again. Can't change it. The blood of Abel was lost, but the blood of Christ lives on and shall never lose its parts upon the very throne of God itself. I'm closing with scripture in Hebrews. I'm going to close. In Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. Verse 11 and 14. But Christ being come and a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Did you read that? Mark it tonight in your Bible.
Yes.
Because when people tell you the blood of Christ perished, the blood of Christ ceased, turn them to this verse. Yeah. Are you hearing me this evening? Mm-hmm. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Where did he go? Into heaven. He entered into heaven. Once into the holy places, heaven obtained eternal redemption for us. I want to tell you, this holy place, you said, says the holy place, yes, heaven. For this is a fulfillment of the type. The earthly priest went into the tabernacle, and Jesus went into heaven itself. Because the word of God said the veil was rent from the top to the bottom, and the way was made into the holiest of holies. Now me and you don't go over and go through a natural veil this evening in a temple, but we do go through one into heaven, don't we? But you know the wonderful thing about it, the natural veil rent as well. From the top to the bottom. And you read about that veil that they had in that old tabernacle. And it was woven. And it was as thick as the breadth of a man's hand. Let's say 4 inches at least would be the breadth of a man's hand. That's how thick the veil was. And God rent the veil. And history tells us the priests were in shock. That was in there. But they seen it. And God rent it from the top to the bottom. Thus signifying that a superior way was made. That's why the Bible tells us that the law is abolished in Christ. We're not saved by the law. The law is only but a schoolmaster that brings us to faith. Amen? No, we're not going to go out and break the law. But Jesus Christ came and he fulfilled the law.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Look at this, verse 13 and 14. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh. The flesh. Remember, your conscience wasn't clear. Because it had no life. The natural. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience.
Amen.
From dead works to serve the living God.
Amen.
Jesus' blood doesn't only clean your flesh, but it clears your conscience.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Oh, but brother, I know that you've done this, and I know that you've done that. Very good. The old devil came into Luther, they said, was office. And he wrote Luther a long list. Perhaps he didn't like the 95 theses that he nailed on the door of Wittenberg. One of them was renouncing the Pope, by the way. Thank God for Luther.
Amen.
And did you know that Luther had the Holy Ghost? And that's why he was identified as a church age messenger, because he had the Holy Ghost. John Wesley had the Holy Ghost as well. But I tell you, the devil came in with a nice big list. I believe it was Luther. Maybe it was another brother, but anyhow. It was a man of God anyhow, wasn't it? And he says to him, is that it all? And he says, no, there's more. He always has more, hasn't he? The Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. They said that he took his pen of his desk and he wrote over it, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin, and he gave it back to old Nick himself, and he disappeared. Because the blood of Jesus conquers him. And this book of Revelation says, if you read this book of Revelation, you will receive a blessing. That's in this book. I believe it. And it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony. Let's stand our feet tonight. Be glad for the gospel.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. As a brother prepares to come and the musicians prepare to come. I know perhaps everybody's saved in this service. But if somebody's listening in and you're not saved, or maybe a young person that's not saved, I'm not going to make a long appeal, but if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved tonight.
Yeah.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's word and it can't change. Calling on the Lord is how you get saved. Aren't you glad for that?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the gospel tonight.
Yeah.
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Father, I pray you'll bless your word to their hearts. Pray you'll bless every brother and every sister in this room this evening. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless everyone that's a desire to do a work for you. Lord, whatever's on their heart, whatever they're desiring to do for the kingdom of God, bless them. And add to your works such as should be saved. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we pray again for Sister Lynn. We ask you'll be near.
Amen.
We ask you to give her a mighty touch from heaven. We pray that all of the well, and that she'll know your presence with her this time and tomorrow, as thou wouldst tarry. In Jesus Christ's name. We pray for Jackie McNeil as well, that you'll touch him. Lord, you'll heal him and make him every whit whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you know the needs and hearts tonight. You know there's people in this room, Lord, going through a battle of struggle. Lord, we just look afresh to you this evening. Sympathizing, Jesus. We ask that you'll have your way in our lives, every one of us. We acknowledge you this evening, Lord. We commit our ways to you. We pray that thou will indeed direct our paths. Father, I do pray for the Catholics, men and women in love tonight. It's near and dear, Lord. And you know, many others here, people in their hearts. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, save them. Open their eyes. Take the scales of their eyes, Lord, and let them see the man of Calvary as God's only provided way. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as your brother comes.
Let us sing this hymn tonight with harps and with lyres. There's songs to give for all in the presence of Jesus. Let's sing this piece of lovers from heaven to the verse. The verse in there that says, how helpless and how hopeless we sinners have been, but he never had loved us to cleanse from our sin.
Amen.
Amen.